As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey, parents. We all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of 5-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 5-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you 5-star sleep, the Ultra Comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 5-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 5-star reviews. So when you're ready to score 5-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
BT and Sal back on the Fan on this Tuesday morning. And you alluded to it before, BT. So last night on Baseball Night New York on SNY, Andy Martino was back for the first time since it is about 3 weeks away. He was visiting the Yankees in Tampa, and then he went to visit the Mets in Port St. Lucie. I'm not sure exactly how much time he spent at each, but we did a little segment on, okay, what were your takeaways from Yankees camp? What were your takeaways from Mets camp? One of the things he said about Mets camp, and I was like, I don't even want to hear this right now. Like, come on, we're friends. I know you're doing your reporting. I trust you more than anybody, but I don't want to hear about it. And he said that Juan Soto misses the Yankees. Now, you could make a bigger deal of that, if you will, and I'd be curious to get your thoughts on this. Mm-hmm. I think it was more like, okay, well, yeah, of course he misses some, he misses some of the guys. Yeah, I miss those guys. I played with them a year ago. Like, yeah, I used to work with them. I used to hang out with those guys. Yeah, I miss those guys. As opposed to like, oh, I made a mistake.
Uh-huh.
And I miss them, and I regret signing with the Mets type thing. But I think people could interpret that many different ways.
Yeah, that was interesting. It's a good little nugget in the middle of early March that can raise some eyebrows. I don't think it's a big deal here. I mean, first of all, who do we think were Soto's boys? I know he was tight with Kleber, gone. Verdugo, they were gone. Why?
Booney. Boone did say he was close with Soto.
Mm-hmm.
And then we asked him also flat out if he heard from Soto. And Soto said, and Boone said no.
He said no. And listen, we know where and what Aaron Judge's mindset was during the process he laid out. So it's not like they were in constant communication. Like they were, I'm sure they have great, healthy respect for each other. Although some of the things that Judge has said since, not that it was a diss at Soto, it was, he's where he wanted to be. Like, I almost got the impression that Judge had animosity strong, but not the best taste in his mouth when Soto bounced. maybe took it a little personally, yeah. and that's okay. But they weren't boys, so I don't think he's like, you know, fawning over not having one. I mean, might miss him behind him in a batting order, but I don't think that that's come to fruition yet because it's still only, you know, 6-7 games here. It's odd. I don't really know what to. I'm not going to make a big deal out of it. And by the way, even if he does, too late. He left. He's a Met.
Well, that's the point. Okay, let me take off the broadcaster hat for a second and put on the Met fan hat for a second, because that's where I was ticked off. I just don't want to hear that. I don't think Met fans want to hear about Juan Soto missing the Yankees as they're about to embark on potentially watching the greatest position player ever in the franchise history.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to hear that he misses the Yankees. Like, if I found out that Juan Soto was having regret, now that's not what's happening here. This was just saying, like, oh, I'm missing the guys a little bit. Oh, I loved it over there. How they doing? But if I, as a Met fan, found out that there was regret, now that turns to there's a different.
You turn on your boy already?
Yeah. Oh, well, what are you kidding me? It goes from all the love in the world. Like, hey, suck it up. I don't care how old you are, meaning like he's a young kid still. You made a big boy decision here.
Mm-hmm.
You had plenty of time. You had offers on the table. You had your family involved. You made a decision to go to the Mets. I don't want to hear about any regret whatsoever. I better not hear a peep out of you. You're getting $765 million. You're getting everything you could possibly want. You better come. And he's done this so far.
Oh, yeah.
Smile on your face. Happy to be here. I'd rather be no place else. That's all that I want to hear. Win a World Series with the Mets. The Yankees are in the past. It's okay to be like, oh, yeah, I miss Boone or whatever, you know, guys there.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to hear. I didn't want to hear it. I know it's reporting and you're doing your job.
You shut them down on TV. I didn't see this.
Yeah, I miss people too when I worked at Home Depot 20 years ago. It was fun. I don't want to go back. Like that.
Some of those stories I heard, I know you missed a couple of people.
That's a good point.
We'll keep it moving off that. Now listen, if the Mets were sitting here and let's just juxtapose this a little bit. Like, and they're not going to be this record, but let's say the Mets were 31-45,
right?
And the Yankees look like they're on pace for 100 wins, and the story comes out, maybe a little buyer's remorse, you know, Soto peeking back in the Bronx. That's like if the Mets are awful and the Yankees are dominant,
right?
Which I don't think anybody sees happening.
I mean, it could.
Yet.
You know, you never know.
It's a stretch. Yankees aren't going to be dominant,
And the Mets
aren't
going to
be
awful.
No, the Yankees should be good. The Mets should be good. Both teams have flaws. Mets pitching, Yankees hitting a little bit more, whatever. But that's one thing. And I don't feed much into it. I truly don't. Like, I'm not trying to cause a flame from some little spark. I think that's not what I'm looking to do. But let me at least present this as a possibility. So in the entire, I mean, think about, we sit here and we probably in our own minds say, God, that must have been the easiest negotiation of your life, man.
Right.
Boris is banging down $800 million from everybody, and the Mets are throwing sweets and things for your family left and right. What if he really, and I don't know, I'm just asking, what if he really, deep down, like he wanted to stay in the Bronx, like he wanted to, but then the Mets just kept throwing stuff on top of it. And he's like, man, how do I turn this down? He got the better deal. Mets came correct with the deal.
But he'd rather have been a Yankee.
But now that he's there, and I'm not even saying that that's true, but now that he's there, he's like, all right, I got the suite and I got a good team around me, but my heart was a little bit more with the Yankees than maybe I even knew. And I'm putting myself in his shoes in real time. Possible?
I believe that's 1,000% possible. Now, I don't want to believe that because it hurts, but I do believe that. And also, it shouldn't really matter. Like, I think ideally fans want their players to want their team. Hey, the Mets offer you the most money, you're going to be happy to be a Met. But there's a human part of it where, I mean, there come a day, let's just use you and I for examples, there may come a day where we get, individually or together, whatever, a better offer somewhere else. I never want to leave the family.
I
love it here.
I
want to die here on the air. Like, this is what
don't
I want to
die
do.
On the air. You little dick.
I mean, you might go viral nuts. At least, whatever.
Yeah.
But if there's a better offer somewhere.
You got to entertain it's business.
Yeah, yeah.
You got a family.
So, and then you're like, oh, man, I miss those guys. I don't really want to do that. But you had the better offer. So that's the reality, potentially, for Juan Soto. Now, the reality is Met fans are going to get a chance to watch him. He's a Met. He's not a Yankee anymore. I don't care how much he misses it. But if it ever got to the point where it impacted his play,
it's not going to. He's too much of a pro. He's a surgeon. It's not going to mess with his head.
Well,
in the batter's
box. We've seen guys. I'll give you an example. Jose Reyes, who was on the show yesterday. He's back.
He's been doing some TV work lately.
Yeah, really. What a good dude so far. I got to know him a little bit.
Jose Reyes.
Yeah. So, but he left. he would rather have stayed in New York, but he never had an offer.
Mm-hmm.
He never had an offer, let alone a good offer. Goes to Miami. I think there was legit regret, certainly
yes.
after the fact that, like, I took all this money, but I'm not happy in Miami.
Yeah, yeah.
And that turned out to be a bad thing. Bobby Bonilla, the call brought him up before. Bonilla takes the most money to go from the Pirates to the Mets. And there was obviously regret. I don't care if he's from here or not.
Mm-hmm.
It was a mistake from both sides. I don't think that's going to be the case with Juan Soto, but let's not make it like it hasn't happened before.
Yeah, and by the way, you know, I will throw one log on this potential fire strong, but I'll throw a log here.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service. Real people who understand small business. Ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
And now there are different circumstances, to be fair to the story from Andy, and obviously to be fair to Juan Soto. But, all right, so you can't help who drafts you. He's with the Nats, you know, he moves on. Okay.
Right.
He's at San Diego. I think if the former owner didn't pass away, I think he was going to really offer him that money. Maybe he would have stayed in San Diego, but he didn't. Well, then again, he was traded not on his own volition, but they knew that he wasn't going to resign, so then they traded him, right? Then he goes to the Yankees. Then he, of his own volition, elects to bounce. There is some, I wouldn't say volatility, but there is a bit of a transient path to his career in terms of just not staying in one spot too long. And I wonder, not so much this year, but 5-6, forget about the Yankees. 5-6 years down the road, does he get a little antsy staying in Queens? I don't know.
I don't know either, but the only thing I would say is the path has always been, at least I thought, to get the most money.
Yep.
Right? So it was not that he didn't love playing in Washington for the Nationals, or they didn't want to be in San Diego long term, or they didn't want to be with the Yankees long term. It was that he kept chasing
the big carrot,
that contract, and now he's got it, and you'd hope that he, and by the way, he's a young kid.
Yeah, he's mid-20s.
You see him having fun last night in the dugout with his boys, with his new Mets teammates.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I miss those guys. Not miss enough to call them or text them.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean?
He might miss right field a little bit in the Bronx, a little different energy out there.
We'll see.
A little different energy out there in the Bronx.
I got my tickets lined up for the Cadillac Club. We'll be out there in right field.
I've never sat there.
Really?
You're talking about behind the chain link fence?
Yes.
I got to sit out there.
We got to go.
I've never sat out there.
Jamie hooked me up with the tickets. Okay. You know, we love Cadillac here on this show.
I have one.
So, exactly. So we love Cadillac. And Jamie's been great. And she's like, hey, let me know. So
Jamie hooked you up.
You know, well, she did last year too.
She's tremendous.
Now,
she's really
the thing.
Cool too.
I was thinking, I was planning on taking my family. You know, to the game, to the Cadillac Club.
Opening day? Like which game?
No.
Oh, whenever
like,
she,
June,
okay.
I picked
okay.
a date in June.
Oh,
whatever.
Okay.
All I don't want to pick a, you know, I picked a date in June. Hmm. But maybe.
Seems like we could easily persuade you to leave family at home and take BT and Humph.
Well, I mean, Sammy's got to come. My wife, she can maybe say, nah. Just kidding.
Maybe, you know what? Maybe I'll do something that usually doesn't happen. Maybe I'll just bring my daughter. And you bring your daughter. Little daddy-daughter day.
Now that
How
would
about
be
that?
Something.
How's, you know?
That would be something.
She's 4 years older than Sammy.
Yeah.
Little kind of big sister, big cousin kind of thing.
Let me check with two people.
I got you.
One, my wife.
Yeah.
And then two, Jamie. And see if Jamie be like, hey, you know what? Maybe we get one more game or something
whatever. I'm always open for that stuff.
But it is cool in there. Because you get, and in right field now this year, especially in the Cadillac Club, you can get a first. You're right there.
I can throw tomatoes at one.
You're
all
looking
over
at once.
Up and close.
BT and Sal, the fan. Andrew's in Shirley. What's up, Andrew?
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
How are you?
Hey. I can't believe what I'm listening to. Not because it's you guys. You guys are great. But I know it's March 4th, but taking an Andy Martino, anything, I get he's your friend, and that is what it is, putting any merit into his opinion pieces on on what he's writing about, talking about, whatever it is. It holds no weight.
Well, hold on, Andrew. Hold on 1 second. First of all, let me correct you twofold. Number one, you said opinion pieces. It's not opinion pieces. It's reporting. Number two, you're an ignorant fool. I'm telling you for a fact. Like, this is me, Sal Licata, telling you for a fact you should trust Andy's reporting. If you don't, you're a fool. That's flat out.
Me and most of the Mets fan base, which is completely fine, we've probably gotten this title plenty of time. We're all fools because we don't take Andy's reporting seriously at all.
Correct.
I'm going to follow up on that and say, why don't we just pay attention to the guy hitting home runs into the stands, laughing with his friends in the corner and stuff like that. They don't even have his new phone number. I'm sure the whole missing this team, missing that team, missing these guys is nothing more than you would say, like you said, about maybe your Home Depot job.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But then why
are you bothered by Andy reporting a fact?
I just can't stand all of his.
Well, tell me when he was wrong. Give me the example when Andy was wrong.
Okay, you know, aiming at a World Series is a bad idea over a 5-year span. It's just a bad, bad plan, Andrew,
that comes from front office people, and thank you for the call. Now he's going back 5 years ago, whatever.
But going to both the team.
And the Talk point, right I don't think what? It was just Cohen. I think it was from overall saying, like, the team's goal. Teams, this is not the Mets or the Yankees, teams, front office philosophy, their goal is not to build a team to win the World Series. Their goal is to build a team that is can have sustained success.
In the mix for multiple World Series.
And then obviously go win a World Series. Like it would be idiotic. Now, fans don't want to hear it. I get it. I'm a fan, so I understand why that rubbed people the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
And Andy got a lot of flack for this.
But his mentions must be rough today, boy.
But I'm telling you, like, he's a reporter that is factually giving his reports based on facts and information that he gathers, doesn't care to give opinion. And in that particular case, he was probably talking to somebody, I don't know who, or maybe many people that were saying, like, yeah, well, you can't just build a team to try to win a World Series. It's impossible. But what you do is build a team that can get to the playoffs every single year, and then you hope to punch through. That's what they do. Like, you may not want to hear that. That's what teams do. That's the reality. So if you're going to be mad at anybody, be mad at the teams who are doing it, as opposed to the reporter who is reporting what actually is happening.
Well, go back to the Soto unhappiness or missing the Yankees. Well, not unhappy, misses the New York, misses the Yankees a little bit. I mean, to me, it's not a story now, but do you think that this, like, who follows up with this? Like, where do we go as we get into the deeper in the week and do national reporters start jumping in? Do some other baseball people start jumping in? Like, you think this is the last we hear of it for a while, or do you think this is just getting going?
No, I think that I really don't think this is a big deal. And again, Andy wasn't sensationalizing it to make it a big deal. I don't even know if he tweeted about it. I happened to be on the show with him yesterday, so I know about it, and it was something that bothered me. And I'm sure he got a lot of crap for it on social media from those people who watched the show, because, like me, Met fans are going to be upset. You don't even want to hear it. But it's not like he was sensationalizing anything. He just said, Soto misses the Yankees. That's because he talked to Soto during spring training. He was down there. And I don't think it was like, oh, I missed the Yankees. I want to go back. I had regret. That's not what he said. Just like, oh, you know, I missed those guys over there.
You think Soto should refute the report?
No, I don't think there was. I don't even know if it was much of a
story,
report.
Story, comment.
Yeah. No.
You think he owes it to the Mets to do that?
No, I don't think
not
so.
Yet? Okay.
I really don't think it was that big.
I'm curious. I don't think it's big now, and I don't think it's necessarily going to get big. Game start, he hits, Mets win, it's all good.
Right.
I am curious if anybody follows up with, like, asks him, and, like, then what his response would be.
Somebody
be
might. Yeah. Hey, do you miss the Yankees? See what he says about that. Let him answer. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.